These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending April 10th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Microsoft released test build 19603 of Windows 10 to insiders that integrates the Windows subsystem for Linux into File Explorer. Users can select the Linux icon in the navigation pane, select from any installed distribution, and navigate from the root directory in File Explorer. The stable version of Chrome 81 is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux after a delay and a reduction of features due to work rescheduling related to the virus outbreak. Chrome 81 features app icon badging, which lets apps and websites notify users of things without interruption. Chrome 81 also tests Web NFC, letting websites read NFC tags. The next version will skip Chrome 82 and go straight to Chrome 83, coming sometime in May. Firefox 74 features a larger address bar that will show site suggestions with larger fonts and shorter URLs. Smarter searches in the address bar will show additional bolded keywords as you type. Clicking the address bar will show a list of most visited websites. Mozilla also said it will prioritize future fixes and feature changes in a way that will provide uninterrupted access to vital government and health services. Cisco's Talos Security Group published a study Wednesday showing how it could subvert fingerprint authentication on devices from Apple, Microsoft, Samsung, and Huawei, as well as others, on a budget of $2,000. The researchers needed a clean reproduction of a target's fingerprint, had to touch it up in software, and then print a 25 to 50 micron precise mold. They had to try 50 fingerprint molds before they got one to work. AI case padlock, Huawei's Honor 7X, and Samsung's Note 9 Android phones all were bypassed 100% of the time. The researchers could not bypass five laptops running Windows 10 or the verbatim Fingerprint Secure and Lexar Jump Drive F35 USB drives. The Samsung A70 also had a 0% success rate, but there was also difficulty getting it to work with legitimate fingerprints. The researchers conclude that fingerprint protection is adequate for 95% of users. Netflix added parental controls, including the ability to remove a title from showing up on a profile, filter out movies by ratings, review a child's viewing history, and disable autoplay. Users can also add pins to profiles to keep others from using it. An attacker accessed the data of more than 600,000 users of email.it and is selling that data online. The seller claims the data contains more than 2 years' worth of plain text passwords, security questions, email content, and email attachments dating back to 2007. The attackers also claim to have source code for email.it's web apps. Email.it told ZDNet only free accounts were compromised. WhatsApp announced it will impose a new limit on message forwarding as it seeks to slow the spread of misinformation. If a user receives a message that has already been forwarded more than 5 times, the user will only be able to send the message on to a single chat at a time. That's down from a 5-chat limit imposed in 2019. The message can still be passed on as many times as a user manually hits the forward button, but it will slow things down. Because of WhatsApp's end-to-end encryption, you can't moderate based on message content. Several school districts, including New York City's Department of Education and Clark County Public Schools in Nevada, have banned teachers from using Zoom, while many others are reassessing its use and updating security practices. Meanwhile, in a press release, the U.S. Department of Justice website warns that federal, state, and local law enforcement will pursue charges for Zoom bombing, that's showing up unauthorized on a Zoom conference call, including for disrupting a public meeting, computer intrusion, using a computer to commit a crime, hate crimes, fraud, or transmitting threatening communications. To combat the practice, Zoom announced that as of April 5th, passwords will be required to enter calls by meeting ID and turn on virtual waiting rooms by default so hosts can manually be added to add participants to the call. Taiwan barred government agencies from using video software with security or privacy concerns, such as Zoom. The government advises that if agencies must use non-domestically produced software, the organization should consider Google and Microsoft. Zoom CEO Eric Yuan said that some non-China-based users did have calls mistakenly routed through China, citing a failure to implement geofencing best practices as the company added server capacity to handle increased usage. He did not say how many users were affected. And finally, video conferencing company Zoom created a council of chief information security officers from other companies, including Netflix, NTT Data, HSBC, and EA. In addition, Zoom hired Stanford professor and former Facebook security chief Alex Stamos as an outside advisor to assist with Zoom's security review. Meanwhile, Zoom shareholder Michael Drew is suing the company over its prior disclosure of security and privacy flaws, and Google determined the Zoom app to be a security risk as well and will disable it on all the Google-administered machines used by its employees. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.